are currently listening to CFRC 101.9 FM, located in Kingston, Ontario, and also available at CFRC.ca. My name's Tommy.
All dogs must be leashed in public. No excuses. My dog is friendly. No, my dog listens to me. Nope, my dog doesn't like leashes. Too bad. Toronto. Toronto.ca/leashyourdog. I'm Henry Walker.
Who wrote that?
I don't know. I took this. Ooh. That stupid dog.
Oh, it's from the city of Toronto.
Yeah, I had a dentist appointment back over Christmas break, and I took that picture.
Why are you speaking like that?
What was it like once?
I had a dentist appointment right back over Christmas break.
Life is like a box of chocolates. I hate that movie.
Yeah, me too. There's the sex scene in it. Every time I was watching Forrest Gump growing up, one of my parents, they're divorced, as you know, so I'd only be with one at once, would fast forward through.
Oh, that you were gonna say they made fun.
Oh, well, that too. My parents are not very nice people.
Yeah, I know, that's what I was saying. Yeah. But can I just ask you a question off mic?
Question answered.
Sorry for that, guys. Anyway, what song did we just listen to?
Oh, dude? Yes. First of all, this episode. I'm getting ahead of myself. Welcome back. It was just reading week. Henry's leaving. And, welcome back. What did you do over reading week, Henry?
I think I only left my house 2 days of the entire reading week.
Oh, well, that makes a lot of sense. You know, want to know what I did?
You went to see Trent Reznor. And, what else? You can't hear me at all.
Yeah, no, you really can't.
Oh, my God. Well, anyway. What did you do
over reading week? I did lots. I went to work.
Wow, nice. What job?
Legal assistant. I went to Montreal to see Nine Inch Nails. Sorry, Sam, who runs Punk Is Dead, is texting me.
Okay, that's cool. Do you know what actually I did over my reading week?
I played lots of TF2.
No, I really...
And I know, actually.
I got really heavily invested into the concept album turned hit musical Jesus Christ Superstar. Gotta say, I'm really...
I have a word to say that I'm not allowed to say on air.
Oh, is it blasphemous? That's okay.
Well, it's a little bit. It takes the Lord's name in vain. I'm saying that if Queen's Musical Theater, please do this. If Queen's Musical Theater had a production of Jesus Christ Superstar, I would want to be Jesus.
And I would want to either be Pontius Pilate, or I'd want to be Caliphas, or I'd want to be Annas, or I'd want to be King Heron, or I'd want to be the director, or I'd want to be the drummer.
The drummer? Well, the little drummer boy?
No. In the pit band, I'd want to be the drummer in the pit band for the live band, going...
I think you should do that. But, Henry, I think you should also be up on stage.
I would want to either be Pontius Pilate, or I'd want to be
California. Anyways, this episode, since I saw Nine Inch Nails, this episode is industrial themed, because I've been listening to a lot of industrial music lately. So the first song that we listened to was Chronophage by, I think this is pronounced Izoloscope, who is Canadian. And coming up next, we have Sex Money Freaks by Cabaret Voltaire.
Yeah. Macho Man, is it true that all the girls wanna come on you?
Struggle inside.
to the top. Eat my body from the bottom to the top. Mr. Macho Man, is it true? Mr. Macho Man, is it true? Mr. Macho Man, is it true? That all the girls wanna come on you.
Hey, this is Sam from Punk is Dead Radio. Tune in every Monday night at 10 p.m. for everything from pop punk to proto punk to hardcore on CFRC 101.9 FM.
Okay, so Henry just played, he's going through his audio recordings, and he just played a video of him moaning. So I don't
like the exposure I'm getting on this. That was actually an accident. I don't even know what that
can you
was.
Please play it again. Can you please play it again? Please, it'll be so funny. It makes for good radio. Well, this is even more embarrassing.
Sorry, James George.
What is that? Oh, here's my epic drumming. Anyways, we just listened to...
Oh my god, you think things are solid, but they just break.
And this guy is in drama. We just listened to... last song there was Mr. Macho Man by Lords of Acid. And before that was Sex, Money, Freaks by Cabaret Voltaire. Both songs where I feel like it could... Oh, do you have something you want to say?
Now linguist.
To speak fluently? Well, of course, some languages I only
know... Wait, who are you imitating? What accent is that supposed to be? That could be Italian,
that's
that could
Carol
be Spanish.
Churchill's accent.
That could be French. Anyways, both of those bands, I feel like, are like... They're like boundary industrial. Like, they're not actually... True industrial, but that's okay because I'm a Reddit mod and I can't focus with this guy next to me. This is kind of industrial in itself. Well, and Henry's also dressed like he works in the factory. What did that say?
What were we saying?
But yeah, coming up next, we actually have two Canadian bands. And since you know it's an industrial episode and you know it's Canadian...
One is Husker Du. The other is Fleetwood Mac.
Well, who do you think is better, Husker Du or Fleetwood Mac?
ICP.
Oh, and that is the incorrect answer. The answer was Husker Du. Nice try, though.
That's a hot take. I don't disagree with it. I don't really listen to Fleetwood Mac.
Oh, well, that's because you are not an annoying... white woman.
Oh,
can I say
is
that?
Is there a specific white woman you're referring to?
No, it's just like a trend that I've seen.
Oh, not even one that would be like into eating plants in a field? Sorry, being a plant and being eaten? All the time!
What? Why did you turn... Why did you just turn into like a golden era gay best friend. Oh, the time.
I love the party. I have to be going now.
And you talk about, what's the one, that one movie clip, and some woman, like, runs over some guy's daffodils, and he's like, oh, not the daisies.
Yeah, I know. That's funny. You know, I've seen that movie.
What's that movie?
It's about two men who pretend to be gay to skip the draft.
But then I like that.
Suspicion for not being gay. And
well, that's what you're going to do when we go to war with America, right?
No, I'm gonna become like the Mujahideen, like they say that we have to do. That's the Canadian Army did this thing, and they were like, "How do we defeat America if they invade?" And they were like, "We can't defeat them unless we do like Mujahideen tact." Like they specifically referenced like the Taliban while they were fighting the Soviet Union and then also fighting the Americans. Like they were like,
"That's like the plot of my favorite James Bond movie, mm-hmm. The Living Daylights." It was made in 85, I think, and it
jump
was
and jive. Can they even hear me over
yes
there?
They can. Okay, let me finish saying this and then we can listen to the next song finally, which is Tormentor by Skinny Puppy. In James Bond, The Living Daylights, they hated the Russians so much at the time that it was filmed during the Cold War that they made the Mujahideen and the Taliban the good guys who helped, and James Bond worked with the Taliban.
Because the United States of America backed the Taliban, if you didn't know, if you didn't read that.
Well, that makes sense.
Yeah, no, it does.
Anyways, coming up next, here is Tormentor by Skinny Puppy.
Restraint, so cautious, mercy, pity. Winter in Kingston can be unpredictable, but a little preparation can help keep your home safe and your utilities running smoothly. If you live in a house, be mindful of where you shovel snow. Keep fire hydrants visible so emergency crews can access them quickly. Avoid piling snow against gas meters or outdoor vents, as blocked vents can lead to dangerous carbon monoxide buildup. Be prepared for power outages. Keep flashlights and batteries handy, charge your devices in advance, and never use propane stoves, barbecues, or generators indoors. They can produce deadly carbon monoxide. And remember, our crews work in all kinds of weather to keep your utilities running. Help keep them safe by slowing down near work zones and giving them space to do their job. For more winter safety tips, visit utilitieskingston.com. Stay safe and stay prepared.
You are currently listening to CFRC 101.9 FM, located in Kingston, Ontario, and also available at cfrc.ca. My name is Tommy, and I'm here with Henry.
I'm Henry. Hey.
I'm a Henry. Hey.
So why would you do that kind of voice? That's really offensive, actually. I'm really happy
to
be here.
Can you stop moving the mic?
I'm really happy to be here on Dark Side of the Tune. This is one of my favorite shows
to
be on.
He was listening to... Oh, YouTube Shorts.
Yeah, I'm really happy to be here. Update from the last time.
Oh,
the
yes.
Audio of me moaning, that was for a student film I was in last year. And it was not less so me moaning, more so me
kind of
panting in fear of a beast, of a monster.
Well, some might say that those are almost the same thing.
I had a great time working on that project. Lots of great people I interacted with in the cast. Lots of great and talented actors, and I'm sure some great members of the crew too. Absolutely, for sure. Uh huh.
Okay, so we just listened to "Someone to Hate" by Steve Valentine, and before that was "Tormentor" by Skinny Puppy. You've made it more than halfway through, so just congratulations, people, for making it this far.
And now you're listening to my heartbeat.
That was Henry's heart beating. Submit your votes to say this is the worst song I have ever heard. Oh no. Oh. Coming up next, here is "Mind F" by Babyface.
Time.
My wife and me. We were happy for 20 years. Then we met. I get no respect.
Okay, so you just listened to Tommy doing a really bad Rodney Dangerfield.
I forget completely what he sounds like, so I'm just going off of what he looks like.
If you had sex in a home hardware, would then we have to call it bone hardware? J.D. Vance's younger brother.
I get no respect. Sorry, I'm chewing on my nails on air.
J.D. Vance's younger brother is losing in an absolute insane landslide in the Cincinnati
J.D. Vance
mayor
has
election
a younger brother?
After J.D. endorsed him.
Oh.
Brian Tyler Cohen.
Talk about reverse nepotism.
Yeah, tell me about it.
We just listened to Woke Terminal by Digital Poodle. And before that was Mind F by Babyface. We are almost done this episode. Do you have anything else you want to say about J.D. Vance?
No, I'm just glad that this episode is finally over.
Well, please stay tuned for the next episode, because Henry is going to...
Oh, that was sweet.
Going to kill us all with
out.
His music. With his music taste. Is that you in the hospital? That's awesome. Can you please send that to me? I need to use it.
Sure, yeah. No, that's after my 8 hours.
I'm going to use that to extort people. My friend Henry, he's dying.
I do look pretty bad.
Oh my God, that's after your spine operation.
Yeah.
Henry had a spine operation, for those who are not familiar.
Yeah, I'll airdrop it to you.
Oh, okay. Let's touch tips.
Thanks. Oh, look at that. That was quick.
Oh, technology.
I hate it.
Anyways, we are on to our last three songs. First, how old are you? Sorry, we're looking at the hospital photo again.
I was in grade 9, so that's like...
30. Your face looks like a potato.
a
potato with some fuzz on it. It's like a moldy potato.
What was I eating out here? Okay, I had
some Jell-O?
I had some bubble.
Some bubble?
No, fucking...
Oh, is that what... What are you pointing at? Buble? You had buble?
I had bubbles. It's a bubble. Like for...
Oh.
Stupid.
That you're eating bubbles.
No, I was...
Well,
I was drinking ginger ale. It's carbonated.
Well, that's basically buble.
I mean, shoot.
Bubbly. Anyways, last three songs. Also, if you want to see the photo of Henry in the hospital, just send me a message and I will get that to you. So, first up, we have... Who is that? Now we're looking at an emoji?
It's Shane.
Who's Shane? Your mom's name is Shane?
Jane.
Oh, yes. I'm sorry. I'm watching so much of the L Word recently. You know how it is. Coming up next is Cunst Product by Misconstruction. Not her most popular song, but I think it's one of the best.
I agree.
I agree.
I do agree. That is one
Stigmata by Ministry. And
no, we're playing Stigmata by Ministry?
Can you stop?
Oh, girl, I am ready.
Henry's trying to make me kill him. And last off, we are playing H-Y-Y-T-U-P.
Oh, my God. Yes.
By Boys Noise, who opened for Nine Inch Nails.
You just heard my voice noise. Oh.
Someone please email CFRC and tell them don't let Henry back into the studio ever again. Anyways, first up, here's Cunst Product by Misconstruction.
Oh, what, did I hear that right?
Yeah. Ich das aus der Birne.